This message comes from NPR sponsor, Hulu. Based on shocking true events, the new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, tells the story of a savage murder in a small town. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays only on Hulu.
Three, two, one.
Oh, there he goes.
Yep. That's a dog that wants to go.
Welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me's Letter from the Editors, where we bring you stuff we recorded for the show but had to cut.
Testing, testing, testing.
You're going in and out. You might need to calm me down.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 microphones.
Okay, so hold on. Let me dial.
Check, 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 check.
Wait.
You're meeting
us. Yeah. What if I stop my video?
Check, check, check.
Sorry, this is a disaster, but can you hear me anyway?
We'll be right back.
Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor, Noom. Noom understands that not everyone is starting from the same place and takes that into account. With their first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, you can find 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Welcome to this week's Letter from the Editors. I'm Mike, and I'm here with Jennifer.
Hello.
We are two of the show's editors or producers. We're the people that cut out all the bad stuff and put it right here for you.
And Mike, I will argue this week that there's a lot of bad stuff that we cut out. This might be our worst bonus podcast yet. And it sort of feels like don't let your kids listen to this one, but also that maybe your kids made this one. It's sort of a weird balance.
So on this episode, you're going to hear bodily functions, bodily urges.
And you're also going to hear some bad words again. And we're just really sorry about all this.
So first up, we have for you a conversation that happened after a question about scented candles and people with COVID-19 not being able to smell them.
Here's more from our panel, Faith Saley, Eugene Cordero, Jesse Klein. And this week, because Peter Sagal just had a baby boy, our guest host, Maz Giobrani.
All right, Jesse. Let's move on.
Yes. Sorry, can I just say one more thing?
Yes.
I mean, while we're talking about smells, God knows I'm grateful I haven't had COVID, but I'm talking with a bunch of parents here. Do you, with your children home, are you astonished at how flatulent they are? I had no idea. And when people talk about teachers being heroes, this is why. Teachers sit with kids' farts all day.
Yeah.
Do they seem fartier than normal?
Or well, you can't I'm tell, with like, them homework. More. Yeah.
Faith, as a father, I go the other way. My kids are finding out how farty I am.
yeah.
By the way, the reason I fart so much is because I just want to test to see if they've got COVID.
Right. It's one of those rapid tests.
Hey, that's what a father does. The father does what he can do.
In L.A., because they've run out of funds, they've asked me to go to Dodger Stadium, and I just stand there fart. As cars pull up, and I just fart. And if they smell it, they're okay.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I saw you in Echo Park in a telephone booth, and you were one of the walk-up tests, right?
Absolutely. You're welcome, Los Angeles.
All right, the next thing we have for you is a question. This one was cut from the show. See if you can figure out why.
Eugene, new research shows that just like us, the T-Rex experienced what rite of passage?
What rites of passage? Like us?
Here's a hint. I'm noticing some scary changes in my scary body.
Oh, whoa. T-Rexes had puberty?
Yes, sir, puberty? They did. Yes. Who would have thought? We all know if you saw Jurassic Park that dinosaurs just go roar. But did you know that they also used to go roar?
Does that mean that like teenage boy dinosaurs were just secretly masturbating in their rooms all the time?
J- Jesse, have you seen a T-Rex? Have you seen how short their arms are?
So short.
Yeah.
That's true. They do have very short arms.
Yeah, but
very
teenage
long
boys.
Tails.
But teenagers will go to great lengths.
They will go to great lengths.
The advantage of those short arms are, I'm guessing, their body odor thing. Maybe they didn't have those problems that most teenagers have. But if they did have deodorant, what would it be called? Like really, really Old Spice?
I will say, in these dark, bleak days, it's giving me a lot of joy to just picture a T-Rex with like a tuft of armpit hair.
Using its teeny tiny arms to slam a door somewhere.
Mom.
I hate you, Mom.
I hope you die by a meteor.
Oh, no. Regret City. Don't say it.
Okay, this next question is the one we warned you about. This one has the bad word. And it also has words that sound bad, but are not. So if you have people who are sensitive listeners.
Or if you're at a funeral or a wedding or in a church. Maybe you're at a church with your family and you think, let's listen to a podcast to spend some time together in this church. Maybe don't.
This isn't the one.
Maybe do it in the car on the way home.
Save it for later or put on your headphones.
All right, question for Jesse. Jesse, after centuries of ridicule, a town in Austria is finally changing its name. What town?
All I can think of are Nazi jokes. what town? Fartsville.
You're on the right path. Here's a hint. As of January 1st, this is your hint. As of January 1st, the town's new name will be Fuging.
So wait, should I not say the name of the town?
Try it. Say it.
The Fuging town?
Yes. Yes. It's Fuging.
Is there an umlaut? Oh my God, Moz. I'm so happy that you're going to do this.
So
I got really nervous. I don't want to break any rules.
You're not breaking rules. It's Fuging. It's not us. The town is named Fuging. Let me explain to our listeners and the FCC that this is a real town about 20 miles north of Salzburg. And while we can't spell the town's name for you, we assume that it's pronounced Fuking. Nothing wrong with saying a real Austrian place name, NPR legal department. So as of January 1st, the town will officially change its name to Fuging, F-U-G-G-I-N-G, which I have to say is not nearly a big enough change. You want people to stop making fun of you? Change your name to Elmdale or Salzburg Heights or something.
Yeah. It feels like they could have just gone in a whole new direction.
Listen, the town has had its name since the 1100s, but after years and years of mockery, every Fuking resident is sick and tired of people making Fuking jokes.
See?
And tourists stealing all the Fuking signs.
Oh, yeah.
So the whole Fuking town council met to approve a resolution to change its name. Even the Fuking mayor supports this change. That's right. The Fuking mayor.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch. Support for NPR and the following message come from Rosetta Stone, the perfect app to achieve your language learning goals no matter how busy your schedule gets. It's designed to maximize study time with immersive 10-minute lessons and audio practice for your commute. Plus, tailor your learning plan for specific objectives like travel. Get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off and unlimited access to 25 language courses. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
It's a high-stakes election year, so it's not enough to just follow along. You need to understand what's happening so you are fully informed come November. Every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast, our political reporters break down important stories and backstories from the campaign trail so you understand why it matters to you. Listen to the NPR Politics Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.